Welcome to DCU's Teaching Enhancement Unit Podcasts, an audio discovery series for teaching and learning in higher education.
My name is Fiona O'Riordan. I'm an academic developer in the Teaching Enhancement Unit in DCU, and I'm going to ask Karen to introduce herself, please.
Hi, Fiona. My name is Karen Buckley. I'm an assistant professor in the School of Inclusive and Special Education here at the Institute of Education in DCU.
Thanks, Karen, for taking the time out to share some of your ideas with us. We're really keen to know, as an academic, are you a fan of group work?
I must admit, I'm not a fan of group work, Fiona. I think...
Controversial.
Very controversial. I am just not yet convinced of the true pedagogical benefits. And I think I have used group work with mixed success over the years, both as a mode of assessment for my students, but also as a participant in a group as a student. I'm currently a doctoral candidate in Maynooth University. And over the last 4 years, I've been involved in some group work assessment as a student. And I think my views on group work are influenced both from my perspective as an academic and as a student. So no, I'm not yet convinced of the benefits, but I am certainly open to learning, and I certainly want to keep practicing and keep playing with group work assessment.
What would be your greatest barriers or challenges in relation to embracing group work?
Yeah, I mean, I think from the perspective of assessing my students, I most recently conducted a group work assessment with undergraduate students, trainee teachers. And I was eager to try and use a group work assessment strategy as a way, you know, really to try and bring in some social element for my students, get them to create, design and develop a short resource, a video resource, in fact, over the 10-week module in semester one. And I really wanted to try and give as much freedom and flexibility to my students. I allowed them to choose a topic that was of interest somewhere in the realm of inclusive education. They were post-primary language teachers in training. So I gave them flexibility to choose a topic that was of interest to them. I gave them the opportunity to select a group of up to five people. I didn't predetermine those groups. And I tried to really scaffold that assessment and try to equip them with the skills and the knowledge and the competencies for them to co-design a reusable learning object that would be of benefit to the wider class, even after the module had finished.
That sounds very exciting, Karen. That must have been a success story.
I think it was. And the reason why, again, I'm hesitant to maybe see the success. I mean, first of all of the students passed the assignment or passed the assessment, you know, which is, of course, important. But I think where I really struggled as an assessor was to try to ensure that there was effective recognition of effort. And again, this is perhaps in the way that I established and set up the assessment itself. It was difficult for me to really see what the impact of individual recognition of effort was. The majority of the groups were actually, on average, between four and five participants in each group. They did know each other to some extent. They're second year undergraduate students, so they do know each other in some ways. They, of course, were learning online, and they were not physically with each other. They weren't in each other's presence last semester, but I really tried to give them the opportunity, and I built it into the teaching week to give them time to meet on Zoom if that was preferable for them. But really, I suppose what I was more worried about and what I think happened in the end was a lot of social loafing. Is that what it's called?
Right. Yeah.
Because in the final product that was produced by these groups, I could very quickly see that there was maybe one or two lead runners or people who did a lot of the presenting work or did a lot of the background work in the development. And I wasn't able to see the recognition of effort amongst the whole group.
Okay, that's very interesting. And if you were to use that same approach again, would you change the way you assessed? Would you bring an individual component in, do you think?
I think so. And that could be something like a short reflection or maybe a short peer assessment to assess how others maybe performed on the task, because maybe that would allow me to see that recognition of effort for the individuals who participated. I think luckily in this example, you know, there was only one student out of a group of 38 who didn't enjoy the process. And it was actually only after submission of the assignment he wanted to speak to me to express his dissatisfaction with the group dynamics. And he felt he did more work. He put more effort in than others. Unfortunately, he didn't communicate that to me during the process. I probably could have stepped in and I could have maybe put some kind of measures in place to avoid that or to try and change that for him. But that was disappointing.
Well, it was only one. And I guess what's interesting and it's really encouraging is that you're still keeping an open mind and
certainly
you're willing to learn from the experience. So you must see a benefit or a value to group work if you're still keeping an open mind.
Certainly. I mean, from a very selfish perspective, it was certainly easier to administer my assessment process. It was certainly much easier than assessing individual submissions from that group of 38. So as a time saver mechanism, absolutely brilliant. Certainly the feedback that I received from the students is that they really enjoyed working together, and particularly at a time where they were learning online, they weren't getting a chance to have those incidental conversations and that social space with their students. So they saw that as actually a really nice, important part of their learning experience that was conducted in a group away from the gaze of the lecturer. So, you know, for that alone, I definitely see it as a huge success. I suppose from my perspective as a student participating in group work, again, I think I felt that I was maybe perhaps putting in more effort than my colleagues and my team. Maybe that's quite telling of the type of person that I am. Maybe I'm a control freak. Maybe I'm somebody who wants to take over.
It's
recorded now, so we have the evidence. But it, you know, I did a lot of reflection, and I really tried to stay in my lane, I suppose is a term I try to use. It really got me thinking about how I do collaborate with people, how I do value their input, and how I do value their opinion, and the compromise that comes with working in a team. I think professionally, I work quite well in a team. You know, in my work here at the university, and I see myself as a collegial person. But for some reason, the stakes are higher when it's assessment, and I feel that I have very high standards that perhaps in my perception weren't matched by my other team's members.
And that seems to be filtering its way into your assessment of groups. You
indeed
seem to be very concerned with that equity piece and recognizing yes individual input.
Yeah.
So it's good to know. I mean, I'd love to talk to you forever, Karen. It's fascinating. And I don't think we've even scratched the surface. But it's really good to get your insight, and I appreciate your time. Thanks. And perhaps we'll come back to some more of these ideas at conferences or podcasts in the future.
Certainly. Thanks, Fiona.